With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. New Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy visits the site of the North Philadelphia jet crash.
The U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says the black box in the Philadelphia plane crash has been recovered.
That was a voice recorder box.
The crash killed all six people on an air ambulance, including a girl who had been receiving medical treatment at a Philadelphia Children's Hospital. A seventh person inside a vehicle was killed on the ground.
There are remains, whether it's the engines, the wings, that they can look at and get answers to what took place here.
Debris from the crash exploded into a fireball, and pieces of the plane were blown into a neighborhood, severely damaging several businesses and at least 11 homes. Audio courtesy of WPVI. I'm Haya Panjwani.
More remains are recovered as crews remove some of the wreckage of the American Airlines plane that collided with an Army Black Hawk helicopter over D.C. and then crashed into the Potomac last week. Deputy Director of Aviation for the Army, Colonel Mark Ott, said he asked that people not speculate on the cause of the crash.
Because there are all kinds of reasons that you could deviate from an altitude. You know, something as simple as a flock of birds is in front of you, or you may deviate if you see something that's an obstacle or other threat to your flight.
Of the 67 victims, 55 have been identified, Assistant D.C. Fire Chief Gary Steen said. He said additional remains were recovered Monday and they were in the process of being identified. Two employees at the Metropolitan Washington Airport Authority are arrested after officials say they leaked video of the American Airlines passenger jet colliding with the Black Hawk helicopter to CNN. Footage of the incident quickly went viral. The two have been charged with computer trespass for allegedly making the unauthorized copy. This is SRN News. Kim Davis is still in court.
The Kentucky clerk who was at the center of the national debate over gay marriage is waiting for the 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals to decide whether she will have to pay damages to a same-sex couple for refusing to grant them a license back in 2015. Davis has been ordered to pay tens of thousands of dollars to the two men for the, quote, emotional distress they suffered when she refused to have any part of granting the license which they obtained from a different clerk. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Hospitals in Colorado, Virginia, and the nation's capital say they paused sex change operations and puberty-blocking drugs for kids as they evaluate President Trump's executive order aimed at cutting federal support for that. Denver Health in Colorado stopped providing sex change surgeries for people under the age of 19. Officials at Children's National Hospital in D.C. paused prescriptions for puberty blockers and hormone therapy. This is SRN News. An election integrity measure favored by President Trump is also overwhelmingly popular with voters.
The latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that 77% of U.S. likely voters believe that requiring photo ID to vote is a valuable measure to protect the integrity of elections, up from 74% in 2021. Just 17% disagree. The survey of 1,229 U.S. likely voters was conducted January 26th to the 28th, 2025, by Rasmussen Reports. The margin of sampling error is plus or minus 3 percentage points, with a 95% level of confidence. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Office of Personnel Management, the latest federal agency being analyzed by the Trump administration Department of Government Efficiency. According to CNN, a DOGE official informed senior staff at OPM to plan for the loss of 70% of internal staff. The agency has nearly 3,000 employees. More details at srnnews.com.